Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because the numbers are in and they're not good. People are in debt more than they've ever been, and the numbers are just going in the wrong direction. Please take a second to comment on the video, like the video, share the video, subscribe. And today we have a sponsor, Chuck Norris, and I will talk about him a little later. But let's get right into it. The credit card numbers are in. Schoolaroo did a survey of over 2,000 people, and they found out that the average credit card debt is $6,155. It is growing. The worst offender is the state of New Jersey, which has $8,115 for the average credit card debt, which is getting worse and worse and worse for people. And the problem with this is it's not stabilizing. It's going in the negative direction because the average person is using their credit cards just to get by and to pay their bills on a monthly basis. So you're seeing this more and more. The second biggest offender is Connecticut. We're seeing that right now. And Connecticut is $8,100. So you're seeing this get worse and worse right now. Now, the problem with this and where the big concern is that the average person that has this much credit card debt makes less than $50,000 a year, rents their home, and has children under 18. So they've got young kids at the house, and they're just trying to get by right now. But the only way they can get by is to use the credit cards on a daily basis. So, bad news, guys. Biggest problem after that is that they're carrying the debt month after month. No one's paying off these cards. People are not, you know, zeroing out the balances. I mean, I use credit cards every month. I've got travel cards, I've got work cards, cards for expenses for the channel, things like that. But they get paid off every month. So I don't carry balances with this. And that's what people need to do, but they're not doing that. It's a beautiful morning out here. Lots of people out here this morning. Weather's getting better. It's getting to be that time of the year. But the other thing that was a major concern is that we're seeing real estate groups come out and issue warnings. Think about this. Bank of the Sierras, okay, is a bank that a lot of people use for real estate transactions here in California. What they found out was that there are people that are impersonating the bank and sending out, you know, text messages to a lot of people in the 707 area code saying, hey, you know, you need to log into your bank account. Well, I don't have a Bank of Sierra account, so I'm not concerned about that. But what they do is they've made fake websites, which is very concerning. Instead of being bankofthesierra.com, they'll like do BNK Sierra, and then it'll be a bogus site that's just there to steal all your information, your login information. And it'll say, oh, because of the concern right now, we need you to log in and answer normal questions in regards to security. So people go, okay, I'll do that. And then they give up the information. One thing that absolutely floors me right now is when people do real estate transactions and they go out and they purchase a home or they put money into escrow, or they even rent an apartment. One thing that they do is they ask you for your information for your deposit and things like that to close the transaction. Now, the concern is that these people intercept these funds and say, okay, hey, we know you're gonna close escrow on 123 Elm Street, send us the money here. And people do that. Isn't that awful? Now, over the last 2 years, I've covered a bunch of stories about this where people have given the money and, you know, one woman and her husband gave up $600,000 that they thought they were sending to the escrow company, and the escrow company calls after the fact and say, hey, where's the money for escrow? Well, we sent it to you on Thursday. No, you didn't. We sent it to the wrong bank. So I'm telling you guys, communication is the key. People don't want to deal with everybody right now. People don't want to talk. I was out here 2 weeks ago. Remember that? I had that big dark patch of seaweed out here. Now you get the smaller stuff. But as the tide changes and the coast washes different things ashore, just kind of different, you know? So kind of a cool spot. That's the cave. When the tide goes really far out, you can walk in those caves. You can't do it today. So you have to be wary of these problems. They call this smishing, not fishing, smishing. It's SMS messages, text messages that they're sending people, and people fall for this time and again. The phone numbers, I'm telling you guys, I've told so many people traveling, so many people that are getting their information, don't answer things via phone. Your bank rarely calls you. And if they do, get the number, find out where they're at, call them back before you give up any personal information. Don't just answer text messages. One thing that certain banks do, if you're standing there, hey, we want to verify it's you, we need third-party verification, so we want to send you a text through our app. That's different because you're standing there in front of the bank, and then they'll say things like, okay, we just sent you a 5-digit code, respond to it. This is horrible though, guys. It's absolutely out of control. Another thing that's crazy is we just got the numbers in. How much does it cost to buy the average house? How much income do you need to buy the average house here in California? Because this is sickening. Absolutely disgusting. The story is below in the video description. $349,500 to buy the average home in California. Who makes $349,000 in our audience right now? Think about that. It is absolutely crazy that you've got people trying to buy these average houses right now. And I am telling you, do everything you can right now to wait. Wait to buy houses right now. Because one thing we basically have here in California is we have fixed property taxes. And you know your property taxes, and you know if you've got mellow roofs, if the mellow roof is gone, or if it's still active, you know what your property taxes are generally gonna be. I have had dozens of people write me about buying houses. Texas seems to be the biggest culprit. They build these new houses, they base the taxes on raw land, then they reassess it and reappraise it with the house on top of it, and the property tax shoot up. One man that I found a story on that is absolutely tragic and sad is this man's clearly old and retired. And what he's done is he's like, I have to work right now to pay my property taxes. My property taxes on my Montana house used to be $846 a year. Now they're $8,000 a year because the state's in trouble. So how fair is that? It's not. It's not at all. And again, if you think, hey, I own my house free and clear, there's no such thing, guys. There is no such thing. You own nothing right now. So let me know what you think about this stuff so far. Get yourself out of debt. Read the article below. The other culprits, bad states, Maryland, New York, here in California, people owe over $6,000 on the average credit card. Try to be different. Try not to use those cards. Get yourself out of debt. It is so important to move forward financially to be debt-free. Let's talk about our sponsor, Chuck Norris. You know, Chuck Norris has been a sponsor of my channel now for about 6 months, and he is in fantastic shape. And he came up with three things that you can do to change your health. And he put a video together that you need to take a look at. If you go to chuckdefense.com/Dan, you could see the three differences he made in his life that have completely changed him. He has more energy, he can work out longer, but it's made him as he ages, it's made him feel better and feel healthier. He has more stamina, he doesn't have gut pain and gut health problems. Take a look at it today. But the thing about this is that everybody thinks that getting older, you're gonna have these health issues with joint pain and with, feeling bad. You can do something about it. Go to chuckdefense.com/Dan. Check out that video today and see the difference. Chuck's wife did it. She said she feels 10 years younger, and it's given Chuck a huge amount of stamina so he can work out louder, play with his grandkids. Check it out today. One thing that you're seeing around the country that is kind of crazy is you're seeing school district lay off employees at huge numbers. numbers we've never seen before. And what they're attributing this to is, oh yeah, it's bad performance, it's these teachers weren't liked. You're seeing all this stuff. No, what it is they're out of pandemic money. So they were given all this extra money and it's gone. So they gotta get rid of the teachers. So here in Anaheim, California, they're getting rid of teachers. They're getting rid of teachers all over the place right now. You're seeing this in New Jersey, you're seeing this in Connecticut, different states right now, like crazy, you're seeing this. And the one thing that's nuts with this is Houston. Houston's laying off hundreds and hundreds of teachers right now. And they, you know, at first they were saying, oh, it's poor performance, these are teachers that didn't do well. No. And they're laying off everything from custodians, teachers, long-term, short-term, even people in the administration and that worked in higher end of the district. So get ready for this. You're gonna see this happen, but who suffers from that? Okay? You and I, not you and I, the kids suffer from that. So you're gonna see this happen more and more right now. And it's not just one bad area. Oh, well, they don't know how to run a school district in Houston. No, it's not that. Read the stories below because it's hundreds of school districts now that are gonna start cutting back. And I'm telling you guys, you're gonna see more and more people that are going to be laid off right now. Speaking of layoffs, Rivian. Rivian here in Orange County, 29 people at their main facility because they're doing so well and selling so many cars right now, and they're not. That's the problem. So Rivian is cutting 29 more jobs from their corporate headquarters here in Orange County, California. That's the electric car company. And I know somebody who's been waiting 3 years for their Rivian car, and every time I see them, I try to talk them out of getting that car. And last time they said, yeah, it looks like I'm not gonna get it, then I'm gonna get it, now I'm not gonna get it. Now he's at the I'm not gonna get it type mentality, which is great. How about this one? There is a man who worked at Wells Fargo who's been accused of stealing from depositors. So they wanted to investigate this and they said, hey, we want to interview you, Andrew Egbar. Read the story below. So what's this guy do? Gets the letters from the Financial Industry Regulatory Association, FINRA. You've heard that term before, FINRA. FINRA sends this guy letters to say, hey, we want to interview you about this theft, and just ignored it. No. Well, you know what we're going to do, Andrew? We're going to ban you from working at a bank forever. Oh, okay. Yeah, you can't even be a teller. You can't work in administration. You can't work as any aspect of inside the bank. Who cares? Think about this. This guy is accused of stealing and just blew people off. Could you imagine that? You and I would get arrested for something like that. And Andrew's just blowing it off. So read the story below because it's mind-boggling that this guy just doesn't care. And we're seeing more and more and more things like this where people are supposed to pay for things. People are supposed to have consequences. And the consequences, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like dealing with this. It seems like I don't have to answer you guys. So instead of arresting this guy for theft and for stealing, and you guys have heard this. You guys have heard all these stories over the last few months about people stealing money from people's accounts and having all these problems. And you just heard a story at the beginning of this video where somebody went out and they were sending out bogus website links and there's no consequences to these people. There really isn't. So tell me what you think about that. Now, I want to thank Yolanda for sending me the stories about the school districts. She sent a couple of good ones over about how they were laying everybody off, especially all the information about Houston. Jim sent over the story about the leading economic indicator. And I cannot wait to talk to Bob Kudla. I'm going to get him on the show this week. And there is an economic indicator that has not been wrong in 65 years. Talking about where the stock market's gonna go. So, crazy, guys. they say that it's going to crash and that this indicator has not been wrong in 65 years. So I'm going to, you know, ask Bob about that and bring him in. Let me know what you guys think about that. Are we due for this big stock market crash? One thing that we keep getting sent over are all these bogus bills added to checks, since I mentioned that. Checks for entertainment. How about this one? An entertainment fee for $23 that was added on a check. Who the hell's paying that? You know, the bad band, the bad music. It's gonna cost you $23 to add that, added to your check. Carrie sent over one that was a health fee for the workers, the kitchen staff. How crazy is that? He's like, I don't want to pay for healthcare for the kitchen staff. Isn't that your job? Yeah, it is. It's the business's job. But again, here in California, come July 1st, those are a thing of the past. All you're going to see is prices go up, Dan. Maybe. But things don't feel right today. They don't feel normal. Business doesn't feel normal. There is a list of layoffs, companies that have laid off some from a few people to hundreds, but somebody put together a very good list, and Dave sent me that. So he's a subscriber that always contributes, and I want to thank Dave. So take a look at this today, and you can see who's laid off the most amount of people this year, because it's staggering right now. The numbers are just huge right now, and they're not going down. There's not going to be a light switch that's going to fix business. Think of all the teachers, heads of household, that are losing their jobs right now around the country. When will you accept the fact that this is going to get depressionary? And I don't mean I'm miserable, I need to crawl under a blanket because I'm depressed. I'm talking about depressionary, where people can't afford to eat, pay their rent, pay their car payments, pay their bills. That kind of depression. Oh, the other one. Yeah, the other one. That's where we're headed. I am telling you, if you head it off right now, if you are a business owner and you have control of your finances right now and control of your clients and you're controlling how they pay you right now, you're so ahead of the game right now, because you're going to see clients of yours that you think are in great shape financially that are going to go out of business in the next 6 months. You haven't seen anything yet. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. The first one is John in Florida sent me this one. And he said, Dan, cash is king in Florida. And he shared this sign, which is very cool. And it's like, hey, pay with cash and save 4%. This will be a thing of the future. And John's right about that, because nobody wants to use your credit card. Put your credit cards away. Come here and shop. So John shared that one. The next one, Gary Schilling. Gary Schilling is famous at predicting things in the stock market. And again, I'm going to get Bob Kudla back on the show, because Gary Schilling says, without a doubt, we're having a recession this year, which whatever this is called right now, it's not a recession, it's a depression. So we're going to have a regular recession later on in the year, but he thinks the stock market's going to drop 30%. 30%. 30%. There is a great list of store closures, which stores have closed in 2024 already. And it's staggering. And Dave sent me this one, again, just a great list. So you can see who's closed, okay? Now, final story, and I thought this was a joke, but it was sent to me by three people from three different news sources, and it's not. Here in California, they're going to give alcohol to the homeless, okay? It's called the Managed Alcohol Program. So you can get free vodka, free beer, to control your addiction. Hello, okay? Booze hounds sleeping on the street, stealing from people. We're going to aid that and abet that. So, isn't that crazy, guys? Okay? The Managed Alcohol Program. Who makes this stuff up? And again, make fun of California, wackadoo California, crazy California. I gotta agree with you. But let's give the booze hounds free drinks, okay? Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com. But again, guys, can't make this stuff up, okay? I'll see you guys very soon.